Once more.
And the reason I did is because I love the church. And if I see anything happening that jeopardizes the Lord's church, I get upset, and I get upset in a hurry. Now, there are times, and I think Brother Peterman will verify this, that sometimes a congregation just has to split because of a disagreement that happens in a congregation. Elah San Antone, Brother Peterman. I've seen this happen many times because elders cannot agree. Well, what are you going to do? Is the membership just going to... I've sat back here and asked questions and tried to get information. It's the hardest thing I ever tried to get is information. Just good, straight answers to questions. I've said to many of you who are elders, still elders, that I love every one of you, that I cannot stand to see you biting and devouring each other. That hurts, brethren, to see the elders of the congregation of which I'm a part chomping on each other and not getting along. I don't expect you to agree on every little detail, but I expect you to come out of every eldership meeting with your arm around each other in the work of the Lord. And that has not been the case in quite a while. And I think that one sense that people have had, I've felt it, other people have felt it, they said so tonight, that the feeling that togetherness is not there has generated a lot of the uneasiness among the membership. And if we're going to proceed as a congregation, whatever we have to do to get unified in our efforts for Christ, let's do it, including me. And I'm going to apologize for getting upset a while ago. That was emotion. There's been a lot of things said around this building in spurts of emotion in the last few days, and you'll all agree to that. I mean, there's been some emotional outbreaks. And people have responded and reacted to that. We don't need that. We don't need emotional outbreaks and reactions. That never solved a problem in this whole world. So whatever we need to do, brethren, if you want me to help you, let's do it. But let's get it straight this time.
Amen.
Let's get it straight this time and do it right.